Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the value of variety meats in the beef export mix for U.S. producers. Back on that in just a moment.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Exports of U.S. beef are very important to the U.S. cattle industry. And down through the years, an important part of those beef exports have been the sales of beef variety meats, a lot of the various parts of the carcass that simply are not all that attractive to U.S. consumers, but are attractive to many international customers. Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says they continue to be important, although the so-called drop credits are not as valuable as they once were.
The drop credit has been under pressure the last several years. One big reason would be a lack of access to Russia 3 years ago, which was a very big beef liver market. What we're focused on is trying to impact that demand curve for the beef variety meats, and Japan's a good example. We've had a lot of success this year in Japan, especially with the beef tongues. The volume on exports is up about 20% compared to last year. South Korea is another good example. We have beef feet, oxtails, very big market in Korea, and we've seen more volume in the first 3 months of this year than we did in the first half of last year into Korea, so this is exciting as well. If you add a few of these together, it impacts the drop credit dramatically.
When you break down the drop credits, one of the stars of our beef variety meats right now, beef liver sales. And a lot of those beef liver sales, according to Dan Hallstrom, are headed to Egypt.
One of the mainstays for beef livers traditionally has been Egypt. And Egypt continues to be a very, very important market for us. Our exports into Egypt this year are up about 14% for the year. But I would say we're a little bit exposed there because we have so much of our variety meat business going into one market. So one of the things, besides trying to continue to develop Egypt, we're trying to develop new markets for these variety meat.
Beyond Egypt, Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says there are countries buying some beef livers from the United States that potentially could be buying even more.
Markets like Peru, markets like Angola and South Africa, we just regained access there from the 2003 BSE incident. So South Africa would be a brand new market that hasn't had the opportunity to send any variety meats there, and it's definitely a destination for beef livers. So trying to build up that demand in some of these smaller emerging markets is a key strategy of ours.
Dan Hallstrom, Senior Vice President for Global Marketing for the United States Meat Export Federation. Hallstrom says, well, you're talking about beef tongue, oxtail, beef livers. These are all products that we can't get nearly the value out of in the United States that we often can in these overseas markets. And that's a key reason that we need to continue to develop markets wherever we can. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.